three vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, my producer says it's in caps. I'm talking four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning writer. So supposedly, allegedly, excuse me, I'm supposed to know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. You got something to say? You can say it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little surprise boxing, like 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever the hell it was, like 1 o'clock in the morning the other night. Of course, it was Tuesday morning here in the San Francisco, but it was like Tuesday evening over in Japan. Bottom line is, Mr. Inoue. I'm talking about the monster, Naino Inoue. 24-0 now, 21 KOs. The unified 118-pound world champion. Took out a game Paul Butler in the 11th round. 15,000 people were there. Guess what? The guy's a star, but can he draw in the United States? We'll see what's happening as far as the worldwide stage is concerned. Straight up, he can draw in Japan, no doubt about that. But big difference between Japan and, of course, the worldwide globe. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We'll go over last week's fights, of course. Wow, can I say Terrence Crawford, impressive. But Teofimo Lopez, not so much. We'll bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Minutes past the hour. Those of you watching on the Twitch stream there saw me like fumbling around for my earphones. I couldn't believe it. Bottom line is they were disconnected. I'm going, why? I'm not hearing nothing. Well, you got to plug them in, Pete. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, before I bring in boxing's PhD, we'll go over some of the fights last week. America's hope for a next heavyweight champion is Jared the Real Big Baby Anderson. I don't know if his trunks are supposed to be diapers or whatever it is, but the bottom line is he made short work of Jerry the Slugger Forrest. In fact, he chopped down the Forrest basically real quick, like 26-5, now 20 KOs. Round two was a mismatch. I mean, we're talking about a guy like up, down, up, down, up, down. Time was 1:34. The referee probably could have stopped a little bit earlier. I don't know how to gauge anybody off of a performance like this because I wasn't real high on the guy he was fighting, and I just don't think the slugger per se came to slug. That's just my opinion. And when you don't come to slug, you know, when somebody finally stood up to Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas, he wasn't scared of him. He beat him. A lot of it's mental. So I'm trying to say, Jared may be the next big baby hope here in the United States, but he's got a lot more to prove in my mind. Bottom line is, Xander Zayas, of course, the prospect from Puerto Rico, the 154-pounder that Bob Arum signed at the age of 16. He beat a guy by the name of Alexis Salazar, 25-5 with 10 whacks in an 8-round fight. It was very dull. The scores were like 80-72 and 79-73, meaning 8-0 and 7-1 in rounds. But the bottom line is, you know, it was a little closer than that. Keyshawn Davis, of course, the Olympic silver medalist from 2020, scored a one-sided unanimous decision over three-time world champion Juan Carlos Burgos, now 35-7 with 3 draws and 21 KOs. That sort of makes up the weekend. Of course, Teofimo Lopez was the big star of the weekend, but we'll talk about that with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, as I bring him in. Tio's saying he doesn't want to talk about the fight. Why doesn't Teofimo want to talk about this fight with Sandor Martin?
Silence is loud. And by him pleading the fifth on his last performance kind of tells you all you need to know about how he performed. And he knows that he underwhelmed. And I really think he needs to look in the mirror and decide what he wants to do with the rest of his career, because if he stays at this rate, he's no longer an elite fighter. I don't think he beats any of the top guys at 140 fighting the way he fought. Now, I know every style is different, every fight is different, but he's regressing, and he's not the. There's something missing. He's not that killer that he once that he was at lightweight.
Well, size matters, man. I mean, if you look at the other guy was like significantly bigger than him physically, across the shoulders, height-wise, the whole nine yards. You can see the difference in the two weight classes there. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And Teal was killing himself to make 135. Now he says he can make 140 a little bit easier. But, you know, sometimes when you get beat, you're never the same again. Some guys just some guys just don't come back from losses. I mean, they're still the same person. This didn't happen. They didn't get knocked out. They weren't drubbed or anything like that. But they're never the same person again. I think Teal was a guy that was riding a good high, and I think that him and his father have combined ruined his career.
I think they've burned some bridges. Definitely within top rank. You know, Teofimo Lopez has star potential because he ends fights when he's winning in stellar fashion. I don't think Top Rank did him any favors putting him in against a guy like Martin, who is a runner. You know, he was a guy that was not going to compromise to Lopez's strengths. I think he caught a bad break that Pedraza got this injury, but he's good enough to fight next month.
Yeah, but don't take away from Sandor Martin. I mean, he came to fight, and he had his game plan. They broke his nose with a headbutt in the first round. Yeah. Had that headbutt not taken place, I think he could have been a little bit more assertive. But still, in the minds of a lot of people, he won that fight.
And including mine as well. It's Teofimo Lopez's job to know how to cut the ring off at this stage in his career. He's a guy that's a former world champion. To make adjustments. If you see the guy is what he's doing, there's something called the body. The body doesn't move, right? Mm. Cut the ring off. I mean, he looked like he never fought a southpaw in his life. He was lunging in, caught himself off balance, got dropped twice, although Martin only got credit for one of them. Not that he was hurt, but it was just that his technique was so terrible that, he really looks like a guy that trains himself, and his father is just a guy that holds mitts and is a cheerleader in the corner. That's it, you know. I feel that he's hitting the danger zone and not coming back, you know, and it's been documented that he's had some personal issues, marital issues. He looks off. I mean, in the post fight inside the ring, he asked one of the top ranked PR guys, like, I can't remember his name right now, but he asked him, hey, do I still have it, bro? Like, he's a guy with his confidence has been shattered, you know, and to do it, you know, at this high level with all the cameras in front of you, it's a little bit of a disservice. I mean, they need to build him up if he wants to continue. And in order to build him up, you got to get a whole new team. And that means his father has to take a step back. He needs a no-nonsense trainer that's going to reconstruct him, you know, bring him back to basics. Because I do believe the talent is there, and his personality is good for the sport. And it's somebody's got to kick in. You know, an adult has to speak to him, put it that way.
Okay. You know, his father, of course, was dancing between rounds where he was losing rounds and things like that. The father's absolutely delusional. I mean, he just is. And, of course, what I really admire about the father is that he sat down and negotiated multi-million-dollar contracts with Bob Arum. Bob Arum's a Harvard graduate, head of his law school, head the top guy in his law class back in 1958, whatever that award is. Anyway, so Teofimo Lopez Sr. is negotiating with Bob Arum one-on-one. I mean, who do you think's going to win that one?
I mean, once again, it's like, I mean, I know guys like to kind of cut corners because they figure, oh, we don't have to pay a certain advisor or a lawyer or whatever.
Managers.
They basically wind up outsmarting themselves. Like I said, his father will always be his father. You know, if their relationship is strong and genuine, just because he says, hey, Dad, you took me this far, let's try something else because what we're doing now isn't working, you know. And, you know, his dad's an egomaniac, and I'm sure he feels that his son owes him everything, which to a certain degree is true. But at the end of the day, it's Teofimo in the ring, Teofimo Jr. in the ring, and he needs to recognize that, or it's over. You know? Okay. It's over before it starts.
Speaking of something not being over, it's starting. I'm talking about the monster. He's just beginning to roar, I believe. It talks about Nonoa Inoue, 24-0, 21 wax. I mean, he stalked Paul Butler. I want to give Paul Butler a lot of credit. Paul Butler's not a guy that brings a lot of bang to the game. He's only got 15 KOs in 37 fights, so he's not a big puncher this end. But he was game and game and game and game, and he was willing to fight back, and he fought back. And I was really saying, man, you know, this guy's he's overmatched. He's the other guy's better than this and that, but he's not. You know, he's not going to fold like a cheap like some bitch. He's just not going to do that. And he didn't. And the bottom line is he lasted into the 11th round, but the monster now, 24-0, 21 KOs, 118 pounds. Anything else left at 118? Is there anybody else he could fight to make some money?
I mean, he'll make money against anybody, especially fighting in Japan. He's, you know, on his way to become the greatest boxing star in the country's history. But I got to push back a little bit about Butler. I thought Butler could have tried. I mean, it almost looked like Inoue was bored. And then it's like, all right, the 11th round came. Let me turn things on. Butler was like in survival mode.
But here's what's up, though. You and I have never been in the ring with somebody that's 40 times better than us. And they're kicking our ass. You heard what I'm saying? So he wasn't going to win that fight. He was lucky if he wasn't in the fight after the referee's instructions. I mean, basically, what's happening there? Anyway, basically, I mean, the fight. You still there, Sock?
I can't hear P. Okay. I can't hear Pedro all the way.
All right. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, let's take a break right here. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back. A little station break here. Of course, having a little technical difficulties. But what can you say? This is live radio. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118.
That's 800-493-6118.
You're irritating me now.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the line from the Bronx, of course, the Bronx Bomber himself, Socrates Palmer, boxing shoe PhD. We're talking about Nanoa Inoue, the greatest Japanese fighter maybe ever. Is it sort of true that most Japanese fighters, and I don't want to say they're bums, but they just, I mean, a lot of, even the guys that win the titles are sort of like flashes in the pan. I mean, can we really look back, besides like the fighting Harada from like the 40s or the 50s, and really find a truly great Japanese fighter?
I mean, they tend to make their bones out in their own country. So it's, and their big fights, the guys go over there. I can't remember the guy's name, but the dude that beat Edwin Rosario, I remember.
But doesn't that sort of prove their inferiority?
I think they're limited, you know. Now, but boxing, they have a good culture out there. They're very, I mean, they support their fighters. They make great gear.
Bro. Once a week at the Korakuen Hall in the 90s when I was in Japan, courtesy of a whole lot of people. Any bottom line is, they had a card once a week at the Korakuen Hall. I mean, this little hall next to the big dome where they had the Tokyo Dome where they had the Mike Tyson Buster Douglas fight. But right next door, they had this little tiny hall called Korakuen Hall, and they hold these boxing matches in there. And I think it only holds about maybe 800 people, 1,000 people max. But it was packed once a week before the pandemic. They had one weekly cards there. What I'm trying to say is that the Japanese have they do numbers well, but they don't do the quality isn't there. Overall,
yeah, I mean, you know, it's a nice environment. They definitely support their fighters. Some of it is it good PR, probably, you know, but in another way, I think is the real deal. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, he's Head and Shoulders. I think his game translates past the Pacific Ocean. I don't think there's a person alive that could beat him at 118 pounds and at 122. There's some nice names, and one of which resides in Philadelphia. That's Cool Boy Steph Fulton, which, right, I mean, that's a great fight. Now, the only question is Fulton willing to go over to Japan, or are they willing to bring the monster here to the States? It's a great fight.
Okay.
Now, the chance of it happening, you talk about Top Rank and PBC.
Good point there. Question coming in here for you. How come Jared Ennis has only fought once this year? Is he going to fight? Bottom line is, who is this guy? Why is he the hottest prospect a year ago, and now we don't know who he is? What's going on?
That's all you need to know about the status of PBC right now. I mean, they're not getting the dates. You're right. I mean, a prospect like Ennis should probably be out there every 2 or 3 months. So that way, you know, he stays
five
sharp
times a year, bro, at least.
Exactly. You know, I mean, let's say, I mean, he's not fighting killers, so there's no reason for him not to be, you know, fighting every 90 days. You know, it's a real disservice to Ennis. And is he the real deal? I think he's good, but we don't know until he fights a 50-50 fight.
Okay, now Virgil Ortiz, another guy. Where's Virgil?
Virgil, same thing. He had a little illness. Hopefully he bounces back. And, you know, the consensus is that these two, Ennis and Ortiz, are the faces of the next wave of stars in the welterweight division. 2023, they have to be busy. You know, if not, I don't see them fighting each other per se, but at least you got to see them in the ring at least 4 times next year, minimum.
Virgil Ortiz is my go-to guy. I just think that he's hungry, he's young, he's fast, and although he's Mexican, people are going to take this the wrong way. He boxes a little black.
Okay. He's got some soul on his tamales.
Yeah. How can I say that? How can I say that not sound racist? But I'm just being real. Is that a fair assessment of him?
Listen, you and I know we're both we're both men of color, so we get some leeway in how we can talk about other people. So,
I'm glad you feel that way. You should see the cards and letters we get around here. That one lady reported me to the FCC because I was talking about stones. She reported me to the FCC one time for talking about stones. When I explained that stones were balls, blah, 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 she didn't like it, and she complained to the FCC. That was when I was at KMBR, like 30 years ago. This program director calls me and said, yeah, the FCC sent us a letter. So about what? Well, evidently some lady got offended at what you said on the radio. Did I call her a hoe? What's going on? He goes, no. You said something about this. Anyway, bottom line is that's how fickle some people are when they listen to the show. Tyson Fury, what's he going to do next? Are you going to fight Oleg Usyk?
I hope so. That
is that a fight?
Yeah, absolutely. Usyk is, obviously size matters in two things, as we said before. But Alexander Usyk is a world-class fighter. You know, I don't see him beating Tyson Fury, but it's not a cakewalk. Tyson Fury is going to have to really take his game up to another level to beat Usyk, because Usyk is he's a beast. He's a beast, and he keeps getting better inside that ring, which is something to say from a guy who accomplished so much from the Olympics to cruiserweight, and then beating Anthony Joshua not once but twice on enemy turf. Alexander Usyk is a live dog against anybody, against Tyson Fury, I'm sorry, and he's not to be played with.
You know, we've watched the Russians evolve in boxing. The Russians are evolving in mixed martial arts. I think one of them got shafted in a light heavyweight title fight a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line is these guys are animals, man. And the fact that they can cut so much weight and get down to such like 100. In other words, if these guys were fighting me, say I was fighting at 139 pounds, I was fighting one of these Russian guys, they would come into the ring like at 165 pounds. Okay, that's the way it is now. And I would come into the ring at 144. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at a distinct disadvantage against these guys now. And so this Russian, the way they make weight, the way they do, and Jesse James Layoff, former world champion, of course, he was on the show last week from San Antonio, Texas, was telling me that guys now cut weight. They don't cut weight like I used to, starving and all that kind of good stuff. They eat all the way up to like 3 or 4 days before the fight. They eat regularly, and then they drink a gallon of water a day. And, man, are you kidding? That was my worst nightmare. I mean, one night I went to bed at 138 pounds, and they put a lock on the refrigerator because they didn't want me drinking nothing out of the refrigerator. Because my trainer told my mother to put a lock on it. They actually put a lock on it. I went out there, was a lock on the refrigerator. So I was laughing about that. So here's where I copped to one of the dastardly things I did as a boxer. I lifted up the toilet tank. The tank. There was no water. They turned off the water the whole 9 yards. I'm going to make weight for this championship fight. I don't care. They don't care. I'm going to make weight. All right, this is the way they anyway, so they turned off the water in the house, so I couldn't find no water. So anyway, I went into the, I lifted the toilet tank, and there was that water in there. I actually took a few sips out of that. So that shows you how desperate you can get. Not out of the bowl, per se. You know what I'm saying? Out of the tank.
Right.
Out of the tank. But yeah, that's how desperate I got. But now guys aren't having to do that, and I don't get it. How can a guy lose 35 or 40 pounds and still be strong? I don't get it.
Well, you know, science and there's a lot of newer tricks. You know, the main thing is you want to keep your body hydrated. Don't let yourself go too far up. I think that's the key.
Do you think those Chinese fighters are cheating in MMA? That girl, Zing Whale, wherever the hell her name is, good Lord, man, she's as big as Daniel. I mean, holy cow, she didn't weigh no 125 pounds. Come on, you got to be kidding me. She didn't weigh 125. Here's the official weight, 125, and everybody's winking. I mean, she made 125, but she's going to come into the octagon like 150 pounds.
Yeah, she's a big girl. Yeah, I mean,
the size factor, which she did that last girl strictly from size, that was scary.
Yeah, she's a problem, man. Especially at that weight class. Is there anyone that's going to beat her? I mean,
well, she's been beaten. She's been beaten. I saw her lose a major fight, but the bottom line is she looks like a monster. Manny Pacquiao going to be back in the boxing ring soon.
He fought last week against this Korean martial artist.
It's a yes or no question.
Fight?
It's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, officer.
Okay, Showtime, the 17th, Michael Rivera and Frank Martin. That's going to be lightweights on Showtime, of course, January 7th. I would like to go back to Washington, D.C. to see Gervonta Davis and Hector Luis Garcia. I'm going to look at some airfares today and see what it's like, but I would like to go back for that. I really would. I think that Gervonta Davis is a star in boxing. I think he's a I think he's a stud, and of course, I like his vocal approach to things. I just do. He's simple.
And, well, simply put, he's no longer with TMT officially, and so that's going to be interesting. How his career moves forward, you know, Tank Davis. That's a really interesting fight. Him and the other Garcia.
He's got a lot of stones stepping up here. Garcia's no slouch.
No. This is not just your ordinary tune-up fight. Now, he's fighting up in weight. To go back to what you said earlier, a minute ago, we have a really good fight today between two undefeated lads, Michael Rivera and Frank Martin. Michael Rivera is a kid that looks has a facial look to a young Cassius Clay, and he's kind of been riding that gimmick. But the kid could fight. You know, he's got the height advantage over Martin, who, by the way, I believe is managed by Errol Spence. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind just in case the scorecard, the fight goes to the scorecards. It's a real pick 'em fight. I like Rivera's boxing to beat Martin, but he has to stay disciplined. Martin seems to be the bigger puncher, and he's a southpaw.
Showtime Championship Boxing Night, December 17th. Check it out. It's live on television. Straight up. You have a great weekend, sir. We'll talk before Christmas, but take care of the kids. Kiss the wife. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother, for having me on. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The greatest of the great, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The sort of place they really care about you. It's
kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help, and your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing what? Funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
Guess who I saw last Sunday night at the Chase Center here in San Francisco? The aforementioned Dave Chappelle. Of course, Dave Chappelle was a main event with Chris Rock and a couple other guys. Bottom line is, Dave sucked. I mean, Dave was like, he didn't tell many jokes. He was a chain smoker. I remember one time, when I was a cop, we grabbed a guy and he had murdered his brother and his brother-in-law. He killed two people, okay? So anyway, he's smoking cigarettes. I thought I saw a guy smoke cigarettes so fast because he was going to jail for the rest of his life. I never thought I saw a guy smoke cigarettes so fast until I saw Dave Chappelle, okay? Dave Chappelle, like one cigarette wasn't out fast enough before he hit the other one. It was like he was on drugs and he kept mentioning mushrooms, being high on mushrooms. He kept mentioning that all night. I think he was high on something. The bottom line is he just didn't deliver. I mean, he kept talking. And then he brought Elon Musk up there, okay? And then the Tesla guy. Anyway, he gets booed. This is why they searched everybody for weapons beforehand. I get it now, because Elon Musk was going to be there. Because the bottom line is, and they took away your phone? Well, they took away your phone so you couldn't record Chris Rock and or Dave Chappelle. Well, guess what? You wouldn't want to record either guy. That's how bad they were. I mean, Chris Rock was okay. He was palatable. But the bottom line is, Dave Chappelle, he sort of sucked for $300. Now, last Saturday night, the WBO welterweight title holder, of course, defended at home. I'm talking about Bud Crawford, now 39 and zip, 30 KOs. David Avanes got drilled like in the sixth round. I mean, good Lord, he got knocked out, crushing right hand, rushing right hook type of fuck punch. Time was 2:14. He was like asleep. I mean, like they could have snored. He could have been snoring. They could have counted to like 45 or 50. But the bottom line is he's now 29-4-1. Of course, he was a 51 underdog on some people's sports book. But this was a Chi Health Center in Omaha, Nebraska. It was a pretty good house there, of course. Some of the tickets I was looking at on Ticketmaster were going for as high as $400. So I guess, tickets went for a decent price back there. But for the most part, they probably didn't make a whole lot of money. But the people that were promoting this, BLK Pay-Per-View, they evidently gave Crawford like $10 million, $5 million up front, and then $5 million afterwards. So he's going to make $10 million to fight a guy that it was a good, tough guy. He came to fight. He tried every second. There's no doubt about it. But he was so overmatched. It was just like it wasn't happening. He wasn't going to win no way, no how. I mean, he had two chances, Slim and none. And guess what? Slim just left town. Slim left town big time. The WBA 126-pound crown, I got to mention this as well. Of course, I'm talking about Josh Warrington had the championship for a while, of course, from the UK. Anyway, mandatory challenger Luis Alberto Lopez, now 27-2, 15 whacks, dethroned IBF featherweight champion Josh Warrington, 31-2-1, 8 KOs, no punches. See, that's the problem with the guys from the UK. They can't punch. They're frail and they can't punch. I mean, same thing with the guy that fought Inouye. They can't punch. It's like going to a gunfight with a knife. You just can't. You're not going to win. I mean, you may stay there you're in the fight for a little while, but you're not going to win unless you stab him in the throat. It's not going to happen. Not going to beat a gun. Anyway, Josh Warrington now 31-2-1 with 8 KOs, 12-round majority decision. That was Saturday night. Of course, that was in Leeds, England. Scores were 114-114. One judge had it even. The other judge had it 115-113 twice. So the bottom line is the Mexican went in there, kicked the snot out of the guy from England, and barely got out of there with a decision. Okay, hometown. Listen, Larry Merchant says that without the hometown decisions, boxing wouldn't exist. What do I mean by hometown decision? You know, like when Daniel fights over there in Martinez or wherever he lives and this and that, and he packs the entire arena and they're all there to see him this day, and he gets his ass whooped, but, you know, we got to give him the fight because he can sell tickets the next time. See, that's the way, you know, that's sorry, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, that's boxing. Anyway, bottom line is boxing hot right now, I think, in some minds. Ryan Garcia, of course, the rage, the TikTok rage, the Instagram rage, say what you want about him. He's got like four or five million followers. Right on. But guess what? He's going to fight Mercito Gesta from the Philippines. Mercito's only lost a few fights, but he's been a pro, I think, older. He's old. He's been a pro since 2003. So when they fight in January, it'll be 20 years since he turned pro. I mean, couldn't Ryan find a younger guy? I mean, come on. Seriously. Oh, he's got a decent record. Pedro's only lost 3 times. Yeah, but he was fighting guys at a lighter weight, and he wasn't fighting lightweight. And the bottom line is he's going to get drilled. Ryan Garcia is going to drill this guy. You want to bet on a sure thing? Bet on Ryan Garcia over Mercito Gesta. That is my sure thing as far as bets are concerned. Absolutely no doubt about it. Now, Gervonta Davis, we talked about him, of course, going on the 6th. I think pound for pound, he might be the best right now. People say to me, oh, man, he ain't fought nobody. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. I mean, anybody they put in front of him, he's knocked out. 27-0, 25 knockouts. I mean, come on, give him some props. Of course, and the guy that he's fighting, this Mr. Lopez, of course, he comes in undefeated. I mean, how can you knock a guy for fighting a guy that's undefeated? Heck, Luis Garcia comes in undefeated, I think 19-0, something like that. But the bottom line is Gervonta Davis is a rage. Of course, he comes to us from, Newark, New Jersey. 135, 130. Devin Haney. Devin Haney's a world lightweight champion. Of course, he's the guy that's supposed to be taking on Vasyl Lomachenko. They're talking about maybe doing that either in Vegas or Oakland. I don't know if they want to do that fight in Oakland. I really don't. Because you're not going to sell... You're not going to sell, just like Omaha. I mean, it's not as bad as Omaha. The economy is a little bit better, but man, you're not going to sell $52,000 ringside seats in Oakland. You're just not going to do it. He's not going to do it. Unless you had some blow and a girl and all that kind of stuff. No. But you're not, unless you put a package together, you're not going to get $2,000 for a ringside seat in Oakland. Now, you put the same fight in Las Vegas and or New York, and it makes big money. So while Devin Haney wants to fight at home, he says Oakland's his home. He was born in San Francisco, pal. We know where you were from. Anyway, bottom line is he wants to fight in Oakland. If he wants to fight in Oakland, he'll probably have to take a shorter paycheck because Vegas and in New York would definitely outbid these two sides. I would outbid San Francisco and Oakland hands down. Now, the fight's coming up that I'm excited about, of course, the 28th. I think this guy's the real deal. He's a pound-for-pound king in boxing, I think. Artur Bitabev, of course, 18-0, 18 knockouts, taking on a guy I think that was supposedly at one point managed, coached, advised by former 2004 Olympic gold medalist, of course, former world champion, 168 and 175, Andre Ward, the undefeated lad. Of course, he undefeated, never lost a fight in his life. That one amateur fight that he lost, he got robbed. I mean, he got robbed. I wasn't at that card, but I mean, the next day they were talking about it. I said, what's up with, Andre? Everybody was so high on Andre. They were high on Andre when he was like 11, 12 years old. I kid you not. They knew he was going to become the future of boxing. Of course, he would become the gold medalist, the Olympic gold medalist, by challenging a guy that weighed 15 pounds more than him. That's right. The Durrell brothers, when Andre Durrell got into a contest and they flipped a coin and the loser of the coin toss had to fight at 178 and the winner got to fight at 165. Well, he had to fight at 178. And when they assigned him the 178-pound weight class, everybody said to me, Andre's done. He's getting killed. This guy's going to outweigh him by so much weight. They're going to be so much bigger than him. Didn't happen that way. Andre won the gold medal, of course, and hasn't lost a fight. Did get knocked down in that first fight with Kovalev. And he might have lost that fight on points in some people's mind, but guess what? He came back and he stopped Kovalev in the rematch. Now, Artur Bitabev, back to him. Anthony Yarder, I think, has been beaten once. This is going to go down across the pond on ESPN January 28th. Watch this one. This is TV worth watching. Also on the 28th, to be announced as far as the TV is concerned, it'll be coming to you from Las Vegas. I think PBC is doing this. Jermell Charlo, the once beaten 154-pound champion, taking on the son of Kasia Zhu, Tim Zhu. Zhu's undefeated. He's got to prove himself here. And, of course, February 2nd, the rematch I've been waiting a long time for. Jack Catterall, the guy from Scotland, taking on Josh Taylor. I think Josh is from Scotland as well. They fought earlier this year, and Jack Catterall kicked the spit. And when I say spit on the show, you know I mean spit with an H. I mean, he kicked the spit out of Josh Taylor. And they gave it to Taylor. That's all I can say, is that they gave it to Taylor. February 2nd, ESPN Plus, that's going to be the rematch. As far as boxing is concerned, pound for pound right now, as I said, Artur Beterbiev, Gervonta Davis, Terrence Crawford. You know, Terrence Crawford's done exactly what's been expected of him. He hasn't done anything that's been unexpected yet. Nanoa Inoue, same thing. Everybody he's fought, he's supposed to beat. I would like to see him step up and maybe fight somebody at 122 pounds, unless he can find somebody at 118 to make some big money with, because as far as him coming to the U.S. is concerned, he couldn't headline a card here. Maybe enough Japanese would come over. Because I remember back in the day before they had, boxing, before they had gambling in Macau, the Japanese and the Chinese all used to get on these airplanes. They used to come to Vegas. I mean, it was like Tokyo. It was like Tokyo in Vegas, it was like Tokyo or Beijing. I kid you not. And then, of course, the Macau came. Of course, I remember the early days of Macau, having done boxing there in 1993. But the early days of Macau came, and now Macau is like Las Vegas on steroids. It's unbelievable as far as gambling is concerned. So people don't have to come across the pond. So will they come across the pond to see Inoue fight? I think they will. Will they come across the pond in droves, thousands? I just don't know. Bottom line is, I'm getting some texts here. Let's check out the text. Manny Pacquiao. Listen, Manny Pacquiao beat up another guy, DK Wu, whatever his name is, DK Wu. He was an exhibition. Manny knocked him down. Did they score points? Come on. Manny knocked him down a couple times. The guy was like 25 pounds bigger than him. It made Manny look like a... like he's a 45-year-old guy. That's what he looks like. He looked like a 45-year-old guy to me. And people say to me, oh, man, doesn't he look good for his age? Yeah, he looks good for his age, but what's his age? He's going to be 41 pretty soon. Bottom line is, Manny Pacquiao has seen his better days. Why he needs to box again, I really don't know, because he's sort of done it all. I mean, outside of Muhammad Ali, he's probably done more for boxing, I think, than any fighter since Muhammad Ali. I mean, Floyd Mayweather did nothing for boxing. He did nothing. Although Jake Paul, I think, is starting to do things as far as the celebrity status. Of course, the YouTube fighter that's paying the people on his undercards big money. Big money. Big money. Big money. They're making... I'm with you. Amanda Serrano made like 25 grand in her entire life as far as big fights were concerned, right? She goes to work for him. She makes 250 grand. 10 times. The next fight out, she makes $1 million. So anybody involved with Jake Paul right now is making some money. Can Jake Paul fight? I don't know. I mean, him and Daniel will probably be even. I mean, it just would. But the bottom line is, he's got stones. He's really well-conditioned. And he's got the boxing basics down. The 1-2. I mean, he doesn't have to be like Leonardo da Vinci to paint a painting. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to be that Muhammad Ali, per se. But I think he can get by. I really do. I think he can get by. I think there's guys he can beat. Eventually, I think he's going to lose, but eventually everybody loses. I lost. Oh, everybody loses. Muhammad Ali lost it, except Rocky Marciano. But then Rocky fought his brother a couple of times and things like that. Now, why would I dog Rocky Marciano? Why would you say that? Listen, I was talking to James Harris, who works here at the network the other day. We're talking about the how sports has evolved. I was telling him, one point in time, I thought that Rick Barry was the greatest basketball player I ever saw, and then Michael Jordan came along, and then Steph Curry blew Michael Jordan out the water as far as players are concerned. I'm sorry, man, but I mean, it just is. I remember, what was it, like 4 or 5 years ago when they were playing the Memphis Grizzlies or something like that, and he was dribbling the ball. It was like a few seconds left in the half, and he went right across the half-court line. He shot the ball, and like it was a swish. I mean, the team just was, that was killed him. It psychologically killed him. I think he's the greatest basketball player of all time. As I know this is hard to say, I think Tyson Fury beats Muhammad Ali. I think Tyson Fury probably beats George Foreman. I think Tyson Fury probably beats everybody. I think that the athletes have evolved. I mean, Tyson Fury, is he a physical specimen? Yeah, if you want to look at big, if you like big women, I mean, he's got a big ass. I mean, he just does. I mean, his ass is bigger than his shoulders, just like a lot of chicks. And that's the way it's supposed to be for chicks, but not for the heavyweight champion of the world. But he gets it done, and he's 6'10". He's 6'10". You're not going to beat him for a while. In other words, Ali was like 6'1". That's 9 inches. Now people say, yeah, well, he, most guys are 6'9", 6'10". They're not coordinated, and they're lurches. Not this guy. Not this guy. He's no lurch, okay? Tyson Fury, he's a heavyweight champion of the world for a reason. I remember when I interviewed Manuel Stewart several years ago. Of course, he's been dead 10 years now, so it had to be before 2012. And he talked about the future of the heavyweight division. He thought it was going to boil down to Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And I think he was right, because let's look at it. Wilder and Fury, probably the two top heavyweights in the world. Because, I mean, oh, like you said, give him props. But come on, Anthony Joshua, give me a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Yeah, the Lopez fight. I keep getting some texts here. The Lopez fight was a bad decision. Bad decision. Not a horrible decision, just a bad decision.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Turns out she stole that line from Cassius Clay. I kid you not. I thought it was an original line. But don't be too honest. We were going to a press conference one night. Pete, don't be too honest. I said, what do you mean? She goes, be honest, but don't be too honest. She goes, well, people don't like you when you're too honest. What do you mean by that? Don't go in there and tell me you're the greatest. But I am. And bottom line, his mom was like trying to tone me down. Sometimes it didn't work. Sometimes it did. Anyway, last week, I take it back, December 10th, the UFC had a light heavyweight title fight go down. And there was some, controversy. Jan Błachowicz got beaten up by a guy named Magomed Ankalaev. I mean, he got beaten up so bad that Ankalaev should have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, it was like a beating. It was a beatdown. It was like, you know? And they called it a draw. The reason why they called it a draw, I think, was this guy's from this communist nation. They don't want to give this belt to this guy because the president, I can't remember exactly what country he's from, but the president from where he's like a known, like, nut. Absolutely no. Where's he from? He's from Russia. No surprise there. But there's one that, anyway, there's something else about him. But the bottom line is, I think I blew that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm live on these same channels, and we'll try to do this again. Straight up, thank you so much. Daniel's in the booth. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Hanukkah's coming up. Whatever you celebrate, may it be beautiful for you. All the best. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much. This is Ring Talk, a production of Sports Byline.